as a football fan, it is very rare that you get the sense that your team can do anything it wants.
Here they come again. John Tate, Casey Wigman, and then Tony Richardson. That trio gets out front, and then you get Holmes that close to the goal line, and he will sniff it out.
The Chiefs were criticized all through the 90s for playing what was perceived as a plodding offensive style. So it was this complete transformation.
We had something real special. You got Willie Rofe, Will Shields, Brian Waters, Casey Wigman, Jason Dunn, too. You can never forget about him.
It was the best offensive team the Chiefs ever had. Ever.
It was almost as though the Chiefs could score at will.
Hand off Holmes. Big hole. Holmes accelerates to the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And they hammer it right at it. Brian Waters, William Rofe, Casey Wigman, the center, puts a guy on his back. Oh, wow. What a well-run play by the Chiefs.
I think one of the things that is a tribute to him is that after a while that year, everybody knew what was coming, and they just couldn't stop it.
Priest Holmes behind Tony Richardson.
Who would have imagined that? That's too easy, David.
Just a little hop and a jump and a six more points for Kansas City.
You know, Trent Green fades back, pass rush coming in. He passes out to Priest Holmes in the flat. We saw that 100 times, and teams couldn't stop it.
We keep going downhill. I don't think they can stop us. Good holes, good cutback. You're going downhill. You can see your vision. You're knowing where to go.
It'd be funny, too, in the huddle because we would all kind of light up. We'd look at each other like, yeah, we got him now. At some point in time, we knew, you know, Tony was going to make a great catch, or Priest was going to have a great run, or Trent was going to make an incredible throw.
Need a big play. Need a big play. Need a big play.
We were going to score.
Counterplay. Right side, Holmes. Big hole. Lowers the shoulder. Bashes in. Touchdown.
Whatever we wanted to do, we could do. We were dominating the field at that point.
Priest was the engine.
The Kansas City Chiefs have run 22 plays. 14 have been handled by Priest Holmes. Any questions why?
You know, when you put them together with that offensive line, we realize now in retrospect how great that group was.
They're going to have all 11 people up there. You know, the Bears know that they're going to go for it.
At the 2-yard line, handoff, Holmes countering, he dives into the end zone, touchdown! Priest Holmes has now set an all-time record for total touchdowns in a single season.
Well, it was, you know, a record that most people didn't think would be broken. He just kept scoring touchdowns. I don't think anybody wanted the end zone more than him.
The Chiefs had a number of very good running backs. They never had a running back who scored as often as he did.
Sometimes we get into the red zone, and we just knew at some given play, Priest is going to make a run.
You know, Priest had a nose for the end zone, and I think that's what people will talk about.
It said so much about him and our offense.
You always knew that if they were inside the 3-yard line, you knew who was going to get that touchdown.
Sounds like the most obvious thing in the world. How do you stop the Chiefs? Well, you have to stop Priest Holmes. It's a simple objective, but it was very difficult to do.
And you look at that number, it's insane. To score that many touchdowns in a given year, that was probably the highlight of my entire career. You know, it wasn't, you know, carrying the ball and rushing for touchdowns. It was helping Priest.
Richardson blocking. A 4-yard touchdown run the second today by Priest Holmes.
I mean, it was something special.